Hello, I'm Elisa Prosperetti, research intern here at the CSIS Africa program. Today I'm sitting down with Ambassador Princeton Lyman, adjunct senior fellow for Africa at the Council on Foreign Relations, to talk about his recent chapter on U.S. policy towards foreign assistance and trade in Africa. This chapter is part of a larger forthcoming CSIS publication entitled U.S.-Africa Policy Beyond the Bush Years, Critical Challenges for the Obama Administration. Ambassador Lyman, thanks so much for sitting down with me today to talk about your recent chapter.
It is my pleasure.
Great to have you. Let's start with a question that looks backwards. How has U.S. foreign policy towards foreign assistance and trade in Africa changed since 2001?
I think it's changed in several ways. The Bush administration increased aid to Africa very substantially, tripling it from 2000 to 2006, from just over $2 billion to over $6 billion. And it's on track to rise to about $9 billion by 2010. Most of this was in a combination of a major commitment to addressing HIV/AIDS, another large portion debt relief, and a third portion significant emergency assistance.
How do you assess the Bush administration's approach over the past 8 years?
Well, I think the biggest accomplishment is in the field of global health. The HIV/AIDS commitment, in which the president committed $15 billion over 5 years, and in fact spent more of that on HIV/AIDS than a major commitment on malaria, an initiative of over $1 billion to combat malaria. These are, I think, the most significant achievements. Another was to create the Millennium Challenge Corporation to provide assistance to countries that were doing well in terms of management of their resources and good governance. And that's an interesting initiative that is just beginning to disperse significant amounts of money, though it has not been that popular with the Congress.
Do you see any specific negatives that you can point out in the Bush's approach?
I think there are several problems. One is that the attention to democracy and institution building did not get sufficient attention in Africa. Much of that kind of money went to the Middle East. Second, by setting up so many different entities, the Millennium Challenge Account, a separate program for HIV/AIDS, and weakening the U.S. Agency for International Development in the process, aid became less well coordinated, both in the field and in Washington.
Can you explain the two broadly different approaches that people have proposed for reorganizing the dispersal of aid in the government?
Yes. The one approach is to emphasize development as a major element of U.S. foreign policy. And to do that, one proposal is to create a separate cabinet department devoted to development like they have in Great Britain. The opposite approach says, look, in this day and age with countries like Afghanistan and other security-related issues, it's important to link development and other forms of foreign assistance into our broader political and security policy. So I think those two points of view are sort of tugging at each other at the beginning of the Obama administration, and we haven't yet seen how that's going to play out.
You've talked a little bit now just about the key challenges facing the Obama administration. What would you propose as key recommendations?
Well, one thing that I think is very important to address is U.S. trade policy to Africa. The Bush administration continued and improved upon the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which is a bipartisan approach to give African preferences in the American market. But there are some serious problems in our relationships with Africa on trade. How long do we protect Africa preferences, and how do we bring Africa back to supporting the United States positions in the worldwide Doha round? Africa has drifted into support of the Indian and Chinese positions, and I think our diplomacy and trade policy with Africa needs complete revamping. And I would hope that the Obama administration would look at aid in relationship to trade and bring those together in some new initiatives on helping Africa get greater access to the world market.
And lastly, as we watch Obama get off the airplane and arrive in London for the G20 summit this week, can you talk about the specific challenges arising for the global economic downturn in terms of foreign assistance and trade to Africa?
Africa will suffer without question. The World Bank's latest estimates are significant declines in growth in the developing countries. African countries have been benefiting from the commodity boom that's collapsing, and African growth rates will probably drop below population increases. And there is worry about the level of foreign aid, and I think the U.S. and the Europeans have to commit to agreeing to meet the commitments they made to double aid by 2010, but aid alone isn't going to do it. There has to be restructuring in Africa, more sub-regional trade arrangements, more capacity building, and more good governance. And I think one of the singular accomplishments that the Obama administration can aim for is to inspire, to lead, and support improvements in governance and transparency throughout Africa.
Ambassador Lyman, it was a pleasure talking with you today, and thank you for your contribution to our forthcoming CSIS publication.
Thank you.
To read Ambassador Lyman's chapter or view pre-publication drafts of any of our other chapters in this volume, please visit us online at www.csis.org/Africa.